Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. This is a good news, bad news story. First, the bad news. A polluted Mississippi River means a lifeless Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf, around which 60 million people live, is home to the world's worst dead zone, which has grown to an area the size of New Jersey. This is what is known as a dead zone. By definition, it is a marine area suffering from low oxygen levels, which kills marine life. It is the result of nutrient pollution from agriculture along the river. Fertilizers carried into the Gulf, where they prompt extreme algae growth that then decomposes, deplete the Gulf's dissolved oxygen. Oxygen depletion kills fish, or else forces them to migrate to other areas to survive. It also harms the reproductive systems of marine life and stunts growth. On a human level, it has devastated the Gulf's seafood industry. There is also a climate issue. Warmer waters hold less oxygen and raise marine animals' metabolisms, lowering the threshold at which a dead zone will kill them. The situation is not hopeless. Dead zones are reversible. The Black Sea's dead zone disappeared in the 90s thanks to a shift away from fertilizer use. But a commitment to decrease fertilizer use must span from the individual to the collective level. How can we fight it? We can support farms with smarter fertilizer practices. Some farms are using GPS technology to strategically limit fertilizer application. All of us can advocate for wetlands. Wetlands filter out fertilizers and absorb some of the negative effects. Certainly, homeowners can avoid putting fertilizer on their lawns. And finally, we can fight funding cuts and support organizations committed to curbing agricultural runoff. GulfPreserve.org, GulfHypoxia.net, RestoreTheGulf.gov, and GulfOfMexicoAlliance.org. Even the red tide, the unnatural algae growth found in the Gulf that washes ashore its sandy beaches, is prompted by fertilizer pollution. Let's be committed to making the dead zone in the Gulf disappear.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.